This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Hey, what's good, baby? What's good? What's good? What's good? One more time for the good time. Hey,
sir.
We welcome you in here to the Monday, November 4th edition of D'Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Hey, man, y'all should have heard the big money talk that was going on in these studios before, and I wasn't involved. No. Hey, man, it was big money talk, man. I almost had to step out. I couldn't be in here for that.
First of all, you're a liar.
I'm lying. I'm lying.
No, I'm saying some of what you just said.
I should have stepped out.
Okay, stop it. Stop it.
Should have stepped out.
Stop it. We got things to talk about. First thing, for those that are watching, you see on the screen, we are 1 week away from our next live broadcast at 32 Brew Street inside Sky River Casino. We are 1 week away from our very first ever holiday broadcast inside Sky River Casino. And got word this morning, Sky River is waiving one of their rules.
Oh, so I think I know where you...
Go ahead. I don't think you do, so okay. Slow down.
No, I just, so, all right, that's why I didn't say no.
The insiders are going to be kicking things off at 10 a.m., first time we've ever done that.
Uh-huh.
And we're asking people to bring canned food and socks into Sky River Casino.
Hell yeah, that's
normally you can't come in with anything. but canned goods for our food drive over at KSFM.
I love that.
And the end and all of that, bringing some canned food with you, bringing some socks. And, yo, we'll make that go a long way here this holiday season.
Yes.
We've got a lot to talk about. The Raiders suck. They're awful.
Yikes.
Headed into the bye week. They're firing everybody.
Oh.
Kings split over the weekend. Some people are concerned. Mm. Some people aren't. I want to start with a story.
Okay. Let's do it.
Friday night. Oh, hip-hop man. Made the Bay.
Yes, indeed.
Friday night, was out in San Jose, SAP Center.
Mm-hmm.
I do a little work for 102 Jams, and we were putting on a concert. Complex was like, hey, pull up, and had no role that night.
Mm-hmm.
Just came through, Complex, I'm here, if you need me, if not, vibing.
Yeah.
Hanging out with Chewy, hanging out with a girl, Ashley, getting to know people I've never met before. And RBL Posse goes up.
Sweet.
Dog Pound.
Hey.
A lot of Shade of Brown. The homeboy Baby Bash is up there.
Yeah.
Too Short. Like, Exhibit. Ja Rule. You name them. They all take the stage.
Yeah.
I'm just minding my business.
Mm-hmm.
Just having a little drink with some of my friends. Just kicking it. Nothing.
Uh-huh.
And then it's time. There's Ja Rule up there.
Okay.
Ja Rule on stage. Semi-main event. Right? The guy right before the headliner.
Yep.
Complex comes over to me and says, hey, wants you to bring up Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Snap. Hey, let's go.
Yeah. No, hold on. No. Let me remind you.
Uh-huh.
Complex comes to me and says, he wants me to bring up Bone Thugs and Harmony. The main event, the headliner.
Yeah.
Got you. I hadn't been on stage one time. Not once.
Oh, you the main event.
That crowd had no clue who I was. But I was going up there for the main event.
Yeah.
All right, man. This is what I do. I'll go up there. Ashley was going to go up there with me. She wasn't going to say anything because Complex said, I want you to bring out Bone Thugs and Harmony, but we have to be quick. We were a little off schedule.
Okay.
And we needed to be done by a certain time. So he said, I need you to get up there. You know, shout out Ja Rule and bring Bone Thugs and Harmony right up.
Okay.
Got it. I'm up. I'm on the stage. I'm in the gorilla position, as they say in wrestling. I'm in the gorilla position. Got the mic in my hand. Ja Rule's guy is right next to me.
Uh-huh.
Complex is right next to him. Ja Rule is done. Except he's not. He launches into another song about New York.
Okay.
Ja Rule's guy is standing right next to me.
Uh-huh.
What the F is he doing? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. Okay. All right. He's got 90 seconds. And I look at him like, 90 seconds till what? Till you go get him.
Oh, snap.
I'm sorry. Sir, we haven't even been introduced. If his ass isn't on stage in 90 seconds, go get him. And I'm like, okay. All right.
They've got to go.
All right.
They've got to go.
No, this is good. Because, and you'll have to forgive me, this is as far as I'm going to go with this story. I already had a run-in with Too Short.
Oh, well.
So,
I mean, is this a Patreon?
So,
is this a Patreon?
This is all mics off. So I'm like, great, this is fine. I'm never coming back to one of these shows. Thankfully, he finishes up whatever he's doing, drops the mic, and walks off the stage, and Complex is like, okay, go. Go out there. Yo, y'all give it up for Ja Rule. Wah, crowd goes crazy. Y'all ready for the main event? Wah, SAP Center goes crazy.
Yeah.
Y'all ready for Bone Thugs and Harmony? Yeah! Y'all give it up. Celebrating 30 years of hip-hop. Celebrating 30 years of groundbreaking music in the game. Y'all give it up for Bone Thugs and Harmony. Ah, crowd going crazy. Hey!
Yeah. He did that.
Silence. Bone Thugs and Harmony's guy comes over and goes, we're not ready.
Oh. There you go. It's Cinco de Mayo all over again.
I need you to go back out there. Okay. So what do you do? Walk back out there and poke fun at the situation. So walk back out there. You remember the concert, the lighting? Lighting at the concert we did?
Oh, yeah.
Can't see nothing.
Well, sometimes that might help.
Well, walked out there. Said, okay. Turns out we're not quite ready yet for Bone Thugs and Harmony. So we did a roll call. Y'all having a good time?
Mm-hmm.
Guy comes behind me as I'm talking. Don't announce them till I tell you.
Okay.
Hey, it's not, hey, give me 2 minutes. It's not give me 5 minutes. It says don't do anything until I tell you. I don't know how long I'm going to be up there. Okay. Y'all having a good time? Good reaction. Just trying to rip. Yo, DJ Quick, Bone Thugs and Harmony. All right, cool. Let me introduce myself. D-Lo, I'm representing Sacramento.
That's right.
Hear some noise. Hear a couple boos.
Oh. That's how they feel? I know. He know where he at. He know where he at.
So what I do?
Told him to light the beam.
Told him. Said, hey, oh, y'all booing Sacramento? Few more boos. Oh, y'all don't rock with the Kings? Few more boos. Oh, y'all didn't know we like the beam up in this bitch?
Hey.
It was like the Rock at the Arco Arena. Now, the tricky part was I didn't have a plan. So I was like, I'm going to have to turn babyface again at some point. Had no clue how.
Use the Raiders.
Oh, they hated the Raiders, bro. Oh, my God. The Raiders and A's hated them. Talked for like, 20 more seconds. Okay, we having fun. Y'all ready? Because my man had given me the word. Okay, we good. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Got him back up. Brought out Bone Thugs and Harmony. Closed out the show with a bang.
There we go. That's a professional right there. That's a legend right there. That's how you handle that right there.
My man said, if he's not off stage in 90 seconds, go get him. All right, man. That was my Friday night. No, no. That was yours.
Hey, what day was about to be?
And to be clear,
having Ja Rule in a headlock. Just to be on stage.
Just to be clear, this wasn't D'Lo and KC. If me and my partner had to go get Ja Rule, we would have been fine.
It would have been nothing.
Nah, it would have been go get him. All right. All right. So that was my Friday night in San Jose.
Oh, man. Good vibes.
Incredible. Great show, though. It's a great show. DJ Quick killed it. DJ Quick was fantastic.
I can believe that. That's my boy right there.
Man, it was a fun show, man. It was a great crowd. I was a little extra happy because I drove to San Jose, was able to stop, charge the ride, get a little food, and watch the Kings game, and saw the way that they were playing against Atlanta. Mm-hmm. A lot of ups and downs in that game, but felt pretty good about the way they played. Didn't think they were going to completely lose control of that one.
Yeah.
So it was all in all a really good night. It was fun to say light the beam in San Jose.
Here we go.
On a night they won. Because if they had lost, that line wouldn't have worked.
We wouldn't have mentioned basketball.
No, we wouldn't have. There would have been nothing, man. But it was a good night driving up there.
Was it raining out there too?
A little bit.
It came down out here.
Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't bad. I think most of the rain actually happened while we were inside.
Gotcha.
Because when we came out, it was like, oh, okay. All right, it wasn't like this when we walked in here. Mm-hmm. So, but thankfully the drive home wasn't bad.
I was a little pissed off by the rain. Oh. Not the rain itself, but you know how much there was, and it was. I was like, settle down, settle down. This is one of the first rains of the fall. I can't say the year because obviously it rained in January, February, but one of the first rains. All right, let's ease our way into this.
No. What is too much rain for you?
Good Friday. Question.
No, but like what? Like, yeah, I know. Like what?
It was pouring. The rain was. It was. I gotta watch my words on here. But it was coming. It was coming down. It was pouring, and I said, "Can we get a little drizzle? You know what I mean? Can we get a little light rain? You know? Can we? Oh, a little soft. Okay. Oh, it's raining. Oh, how cute. Not. Hey, get inside.
Come on, bro. You know the weather's all gas, no brakes now.
Well, it needs to settle down.
It's either 100 or it's raining.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It needs to settle down.
Part of me is expecting it to go back to 80 degrees like any minute.
Now we're done with that, bro.
I think it's like 70-some today. A high of 70. Like 72.
Yeah, 70. I got 70 on my phone.
Well, we're done with that.
Okay.
We're done with that. It ain't going to be a high of too much of that anytime soon.
Shout out to the winter. Welcome back.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, man.
And shout out to you for being with us. Shout out to you. Shout out to all of those who survived and marked themselves safe from the longest jersey retirement ceremony in history.
I hate to say what I had to say.
No,
about Vince,
I love Vince Carter, but Jesus Christ, how much time did the NBA give him for that?
Wrap it up.
We'll come back.
Jesus.
We'll talk about the weekend that the Sacramento Kings had. Probably more specifically, we'll talk about the last time we saw them against the Toronto Raptors. That's all ahead. James Hamm coming up in the final hour of the show. We are thrilled that you are here with us. It's D'Lo McCasey, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. That's my bad. I'll give you the Cliff Notes version of everything that just happened. I just realized the mics were off for all of that. You couldn't hear any of that, Jesse. So
Jesse's just hanging out. Yeah.
It's literally the first time I could say, yeah, that's not for on-air consumption.
Yeah.
Like, I share
it. You're right.
I share everything. I was like, yeah, I'm not sharing.
You are correct.
And I told everybody involved, don't share that. We did have a great weekend over at Sea after our night at Hip Hop Made the Bay.
Mm-hmm.
2 hour drive back. Everybody gets in 2:30. It's like, hey, we waking up and working out in the morning.
Let's go.
And we sure did. We headed over to MAP training. And, well, in short, we got our asses kicked.
It happens.
We are kind of still feeling it today. But shout out to our man, Greg, shout out to trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320 and shout out to all the amazing supplements over, at maptrition.com. They really helped us kind of bounce back after that really, really tough workout on Saturday morning. Those BCAAs go a long way, those strength enhancers, the cravings crushers, and of course those protein powders that you should have all throughout the day. Head over to trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. Head over to my Instagram account at Damian Barling and see some of the latest videos that we posted. We posted a couple of this weekend. I think you will definitely enjoy. Shout out to our man Leezy for all of his hard work in making some of these videos come to life.
Shout out Leezy.
That's trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. One more thing before we get down to business. We had a conversation about the greatest living musician on Friday, and I asked if Stevie Wonder was that.
Mm-hmm.
And I checked Twitter as the show kind of progressed and saw Paul McCartney. It's like, oh, that's a good one. That's not for me, but absolutely, mm-hmm. I won't fight that. And then someone mentioned Quincy Jones, and I thought, oh, man, that's a good one right there.
Man.
We lost Quincy Jones today. Mm. Quincy Jones is so ingrained in the culture because he's a part of so many pieces of the culture.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously the timeless music, his collaborations with Michael Jackson and the Thriller album and the Bad album. And, you know, he famously tells the story of how Bad was meant for Michael Jackson and Prince and, his influence. And, you know, the story that Will Smith tells about, Quincy, his birthday party, demanding that Will audition for a show that didn't exist that became the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And again, his influence is all over the culture. And we knew he wasn't well, and we lost the great Quincy Jones today.
And absolute legend. And when you talk about legends like Quincy Jones, one of the things that I always think about is, you know, who's next?
Like, how do we have guys like that to push the culture forward? How do we have guys like that to make timeless music and continue just the culture of hip hop, R&B, entertainment, all this other stuff? Like, he laid the blueprint and the foundation for so much. It's just it's unreal to think about him not being here. And some of the things that I think about, it's unreal to think about, like, what if he wasn't part of this?
Yeah.
Like where would all of this be? Mm-hmm. And you know, he's just been a part of so much that it's hard to put into words his impact.
Yep.
But he's a legend. He'll never be forgotten. And his work is going to last forever.
Produced the Sanford and Son theme.
I didn't know that.
You did.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, when you look at his essentials, you'll see it on there.
What a visionary, man. What a visionary. I mean, we've talked about this story before, but and there's a number of them kind of like this. I think it's Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. I think that's what it is. But it's that's Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, right? Mm-hmm. And the story, I heard the story not too long ago that Michael Jackson hated that part, did not want it in the song.
Mm-hmm.
And Quincy's producing it, and he says, no, this is going to be great. Like, this is how the song should start. This is great. And Michael's like, no, I hate this. It shouldn't be in here. I don't even want to do this song no more. And Quincy said, I'm the producer. Mm-hmm. It's staying in, and mm-hmm. you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, it happens. And it is one of the more iconic intros to any song ever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the visionary of him, of a guy like that. Like, that's, we would look at that almost as like a throwaway part of a song. Mm-hmm. We might even look, if Mike don't like it, then get it out of here. And Quincy said, no, this is perfect. Mm-hmm. This is exactly how this should go. And it's staying in. And man, what a visionary.
He don't miss.
Yeah.
He don't miss, man. Rest in peace to the great Quincy Jones. All right. 23 minutes in. Let's talk, man.
Let's get it.
Sacramento Kings split the back-to-back over the weekend. I mentioned being able to watch really a good chunk of the Atlanta game once I got to San Jose for that concert. Seeing the Kings be able to hold on for a win. Overall, I thought they played really well in that one. The Toronto game, that was a much more bizarre outing.
Yeah,
that was up and down, and there was a point. Well, let's start with the end.
Okay.
And we'll move backwards because I know the last two-minute report is out. You saw it. I didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
But De'Aaron goes 0 for 11 from 3.
Mm.
Misses that game tying 3. They shoot terrible from behind the 3-point line again.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's one of those things where I don't know what to make of this. They score 128 in overtime. They score 128, making 10 threes. They were down by so many in the fourth quarter, and it's DeMar to the basket, DeMar to the foul line, De'Aaron to the basket. I'm like, they're not going to be able to catch up. They can't hit a three, and they're just scoring twos, and Boucher is over here.
Oh, my goodness.
God damn it. And it's like, I can't believe I'm going to say this. They can't catch up. And, of course, they wind up catching up. They wind up forcing overtime. But what a strange – it was a really weird game. And it kept feeling like the Sacramento Kings were out of it,
mm-hmm.
and they weren't. And that's a big credit to DeMar, and then everything else De'Aaron was doing mm-hmm. besides missing threes.
Yeah.
But those two combined turned the ball over a lot.
I'm chuckling because there was probably 6 instances total mm-hmm. where I said it's not tonight. Like mm-hmm. it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to happen. I got notes right here in the fourth quarter alone. 103-94, 7:26 left. It feels like this game is on the brink of being over. 109-96, 5:52 after Fox turnover, then getting dunked on by Agbaji. Game over.
That's it. Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah.
Like, it's over. And then they had another opportunity. They had more opportunities or situations like that in overtime. The Grady Dick 3-pointer to get him up 4. Ah, that's a wrap. You know, after they missed the shot. There was literally 6 or 7 times when I thought the game was over. And
Grady hits the three, and doesn't DeMar just go straight down the floor?
Yeah, he gets fouled.
Like, okay, yeah. But he just it takes seconds off of the clock.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It was crazy to see that. And I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. Well, not really, because it's not really a big deal. But I look at this game, and I don't know to be encouraged by how I felt or what I saw. The fact that there was a number, like when I saw on Saturday morning that it was Vince Carter's retirement jersey night, I said, oh, no. Mm. Oh, and look, I know if the Kings are who they thought they should win that game. I didn't feel good about it.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like Toronto was going to play one of their better games of the year.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a lot of energy in that building. The youngins, seeing Vince Carter, all that, like, I said, oh, no. I didn't think it was going to be a loss, but I knew it was going to be tougher than I originally thought.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows if that played a factor or not, but that's just how I felt. But I watched that game, and I knew it was going to be a tough game, or I thought it would be a tough game. It ended up being that way as things were going on. Boucher's hitting three. Abaji's hitting threes. Grady Dick is playing well. R.J. Barrett is turning into Steph Curry 2.0 from beyond the arc. And I'm like, oh, here we go. And they just kept fighting. They kept fighting. They had everything that they had going on, back-to-back, going through customs. Herter's out at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, you know,
they had everything that they had going on, and they just kept fighting. And I'm not even calling that or calling for that to be any type of moral victory or anything like that. But that did catch my eye. I guess that's all I can say, is that they did keep battling. And there were a handful of times when it looked like the game was over and they kept pushing forward. So I don't really know what to take from that, but I noticed it. I can't say that.
Yeah, it's a good call on your part, because I felt a little... obviously, the toughest game of the road trip is coming up tonight,
mm-hmm.
and today, and you desperately want them to be able to, you know, take care of this. Feel like you're ending on a positive note. A 3-1 road trip is far from bad. We could talk about going 4-0 and all of this different stuff. We could talk about, you know, if we had said, and I know this is kind of more your line, but if we had said 3-1 at the start, and you thought they lost to Miami, but they wound up beating Miami and losing to Toronto, it's not that big of a deal, mm-hmm. right? You're ending the road trip with the same result. You're coming back above 500,
mm-hmm.
and now you're sitting at 3-3. And I'm not. Maybe tonight tells the story. Maybe as dumb as this sounds, and I recognize it. So save your tweets, but. Maybe tonight will determine how I feel about Saturday's game.
Mm, that's fair.
Like if you close out versus Miami, all right. Because I think it's naive to think just because, you know, Scotty Barnes isn't there, you know, you're playing a potentially inferior basketball team, that
mm-hmm.
customs, late night flights, those types of things aren't going to come into play. Jersey retirement ceremonies that last 47 minutes.
Jeez.
Like those.
Yeah.
Hey, and I love Vince, but man, he's not the best speech giver. That was rough.
I hated to do it to my boy Vince, because that's my boy, but I was like, damn.
Like, what are you talking about? He's making all these dramatic pauses. Half man, half amazing. Insanity. Like, bro, just pull the jersey to the sky and keep it moving. But yeah, like that was that. It's. I think it's a bit naive for us, all of us, to believe. Yeah, that stuff factors in.
Mm.
You hope that they regroup tonight against Miami, come back plus one on the record, and you know you've got another shot at Toronto on Wednesday. You've got the Clippers coming into town, you know, on Friday. You know, for using the term winnable games, it's not like it's over. You still have some more in front of you. You're not playing your best basketball. I don't think they're playing bad. The 3-point shot, I do wonder if it's something to be a little anxious about.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause at some point, well, you see what you see. I mean, obviously Kevin Herter being out played a factor in that. And that's probably another discussion. You mentioned, you know, Kevin Herter misses the game, and here comes Doug McDermott. And it's one of those things where, with all due respect to Dougie McBuckets, it kind of feels like KZ Akpala, where Mike might be, and I've heard the explanations, size, shooting, he basically steps right in for Kevin Huerter. Keon has been doing so well with the second unit, and God knows Malik Monk is forbidden from starting a basketball game. So
it's against the law.
I get, apparently, it's on the ballot tomorrow. Vote against it if you can.
Prop zero.
Prop zero. Please lift the ban of Malik Monk starting in the NBA for Mike Brown. But this is one of those things where, like, I saw Doug McDermott start, and I was like, Mike is out. He's overthinking this. Start Keon, who did it a ton for you last year, or I know this is crazy, start Malik Monk. Mm. If you get off to a good enough start and your second unit stinks, guess what? It doesn't matter. But the Doug McDermott thing, and Doug McDermott wound up playing 15 minutes, and it's like, all right, Mike knows it. It wasn't KZ Akpala where he plays, and I don't mean to disparage KZ Akpala.
Well, but it is what it is. We're not disparaging. It is what it is.
He paid 6 minutes a game.
Yeah.
And he started. Mike, look, I get it. You're the coach. You're the cerebral. This is silly. Just go with someone who has started before.
The only reason why I don't, and I'm not saying you're tripping or anything, but the only reason why I don't trip off of stuff like that is it doesn't feel like it really impacts the game. Like, if they started McDermott or whoever they start tonight, there are speculation of different people starting tonight. And if they started off on a 15-2 deficit every time that happened, like, all right, stop playing around. But those guys like McDermott or even KZ or whatever they start, they play whatever minutes they play. Then the game tends to just ease into whatever the game is going to be. I look at it, I don't feel like it ever really has that big of an impact or negative impact on how the game goes. So it doesn't bother me, but I understand why people are perplexed by it. I get it.
You're probably right. I just don't understand. But it's not my job. I'm just a stupid talk show host. Like, I'm not a coach, so it's not my job to understand. My job to watch basketball and talk about it with the people who love it. That's it.
No, I get it. And I would ask the question that probably everybody else asks. And like I'm saying, it doesn't really affect the game too much. It doesn't bother me. Would it really affect the game if Malik Monk started? Like, would it really be such a bad thing if he started and the minutes were dispersed a certain way for the second unit? Like, with that, with the second unit just being complete shambles because Malik Monk, no, probably not. So I don't know why, at the very least, you don't just see it, to just see what it looks like. Just one time.
King's going into the first timeout, up by 47.
Maybe that's why you don't want to see it, because they go up by 20 when Malik starts. And now, all right, well, he should always start. Well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe you don't want to go down.
Well, no, because he hasn't. Now what? Well, does that 20-point lead immediately evaporate to three? All right, Mike, got a point. Don't want to do this teeter-totter act all year.
Yeah. I don't understand.
I don't know.
You know, you ask a question, though, about the three-point shooting, and it doesn't.
I ain't even talking about permanently. I'm just talking about with Kevin out.
No, yeah, when somebody's sick.
Right.
Just start the guy.
The man's got a flu. Let Malik Monk start.
Start the guy. But to that point, though, I'm not saying this is why Mike does it. I don't believe this is why he does it. But say you start Malik Monk, and they're killing, right? Say Kevin can't go tonight. So two games, you start Malik Monk. They are that starting five is just going crazy. They're a plus 44 when he's out on the court. Well, Kevin gets healthy. He goes back into the starting unit, and it just looks, eh. Now you open up. Well, you saw what it is when Malik starts. Why don't you just start him?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a whole thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying this is why Mike does it, but – Maybe
He is trying to just avoid that talk because he knows it could be, it could be really good. I would say counterpoint to that is if it's that good, then just start Malik forever.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, that's how you avoid all the talk. Just keep starting them. It's whatever.
That's it.
Just keep starting them. But it could be a whole lot of stuff. You asked if we were concerned or when we will be concerned with the 3-point shooting. And I'm not there yet, and I'm not putting this all on one person, but when I'm watching the game, it does feel like, oh, damn it. It's these shots. Oh, hit it. Oh, damn it. He missed it again.
Mm-hmm.
In the last three games, Keegan Murray, who's played well, I'm not saying he's played bad at all, but I think this is where a lot of the 3-point angst come from. 0 for 11 from De'Aaron the other night was tough too. But Keegan Murray, who I think gets a lot of wide open looks, in the last three games, 2 of 7, 1 of 6, 2 of 6 for 5 of 19 from beyond the arc. That's good for 26%.
Mm-hmm.
He's a better shooter than that.
Mm-hmm.
If he, I don't know what the makes would look like, but if he got that up to 42% instead of 26%, maybe the overall outlook on making threes and stuff like that changes a little bit because he's hit another 5 over the course of these three games and they're shooting a little better. So I don't say that to blame him. I say that to say I believe he's the key to helping turn around the team's 3-point woes. If he shoots better, I think it'll look better. I think the team will shoot better.
What did you think of the last 2-minute report? De'Aaron apparently missed that 3-pointer by 1,000 feet.
Yeah, I didn't think that was tipped.
Well, his reaction led me to believe it didn't get tipped.
Yeah, it was delayed.
He was way too calm.
No, well, and it was delayed.
Yeah.
He was like, I missed it. He's like, hey, it was tipped. Hey.
But he didn't even do that. He was just like, it was tipped. He wasn't even, it was almost, I don't know. I mean, he might have been embarrassed. Like, he missed that shot by a lot.
He probably was. I understandably so.
That looked like me. That's a tough look.
With the game on the line, too.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
like,
a killer.
That's a tough one. That's fourth quarter Fox right there. And the thing, tell the whole story.
I wish you'd tell the whole story. I might be unemployed.
Me and Darvin, we're going to go.
Me and Darvin, we're going to go to the big three.
Doc Rivers. The game before the Atlanta game, he was killer in the fourth quarter.
He was
fourth quarter Fox again.
He was.
I mean, he was fourth quarter Fox on Saturday.
No.
He just couldn't hit a three to save his life.
I thought the fourth quarter on Saturday night wasn't as good as the one on Friday.
From Fox.
Yeah, from Fox. Yeah. The numbers were there. He put up some numbers, but I thought he could have played better in the fourth quarter and overtime. And I think he'd feel the same way. He maybe left a couple buckets out there. The last 2-minute report with the Grady Dick play, that one was a little frustrating. I thought that was the play of the game.
Yeah.
I tried to look at it a number of different times and see where he got fouled. My thought would be on that play, maybe Grady Dick grabs his waist with his right hand. He went to go like steal the ball with his left hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't see a foul there.
Mm-hmm.
My only thought is they're calling that back right hand as a foul as he grabs De'Aaron's waist. Still, even in that situation, and once again, I think De'Aaron would agree with this. You gotta be strong with the ball. You can't lose that ball. Unless I'm missing, because I can't get a good angle to see whether Grady slapped down on the wrist and that's how he lost it or whatever. If that's not the case, man, you gotta have that rock. You gotta have that rock. But I can't get a good angle of it. That's the only play that the only thing that I could think would happen was that right hand was pulling Fox's waist, and last 2-minute report deemed that was a foul. But man, that happens. The Kings are down one. That happens. You got the ball with your guy, De'Aaron Fox. But
that was about a minute left, right?
Yeah, yeah. You got the ball with your guy, De'Aaron Fox. I need him to hold on to that rock. You lose it. Then it's an and one with R.J. Barrett. Goes up to a four-point game, and that was, I don't want to say that was the game, but that was devastating at the time.
Yeah, I'm pulling up Synergy to try to take a look at this real quick and see if I can throw anything your way. I'm watching the play develop here. There was a lot of...
Don't they usually explain it on the last two-minute report? I haven't read the last two-minute report, but don't they explain where the foul was?
We'll
get that and look at it in a second.
Oh, that's 100%. Yeah, I think you nailed it perfectly. Pause. That's exactly what happened. He grabbed him by the waist. Let me...
And if that's the case, Fox got to hold on to that rock.
Well...
If that's where the foul was, like if he slapped his with Grady's left hand, if he slapped reaching in and jarred the ball loose that way, I can understand it. But that little pull to the hip, I need my guy, my All-NBA guy, to hold on to that rock.
Where's De'Aaron? Incorrect non-call. Here it is, 101. Grady raises his left hand up as he attempts to align along Fox's path, and contact occurs with Fox's head and face, which affects his SQBR during the drive. It attaches the video, but I do think it's the same video I just looked at.
That is a little different though. You're getting hit in the head, you know. Maybe it's news ball. I still want you to hold on to the rock, but that's different than what we thought might have been a foul.
Well, yeah, he definitely gets hit in the head. He reacts to it. Mm-hmm. I think, and let me watch this again. Well, the ball gets poked away a little bit. Mm-hmm. So when he gets hit, the ball gets poked away a little bit, and then on the other side, here I'll just show it to you. His waist gets grabbed. So he can't even, one, he just got hit.
There was a lot going on.
Yeah, and two, he can't go back after the ball.
Yeah, there was a lot going on. Like I said, I didn't see the last two-minute report. I didn't get the explanation. And I couldn't see it on the broadcast there. There's Fox attacking the basket.
Hit right there, yeah. And then held.
Yeah, he got hit in the face. Yeah, he goes straight to the jaw. Yeah, it's clearly a foul. Now that I see that, it's clearly a foul.
And then that leads to the fast break.
Mm-hmm.
And there it is.
That was tough, man. That was tough to see. But even with that being said, I expect De'Aaron Fox to play better today. And you know what? You know what I did because of that?
Oh, talk about it.
I put my money where my mouth was, man. You know what I mean? Pause. You know what I mean?
Hey, do what you gotta do.
Kings and Heat going down tonight.
King Shane.
Prize picks.
Yep.
We got that beam money going on today. I got DeMontis Sabonis, 36.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Mm-hmm. I went more. De'Aaron Fox, he went 0-for-11 on Saturday. Don't trip off that. 2.5 more three-pointers made today. I'm going more. My boy gonna be cooking today. I ain't even tripping off that. And then because, you know, some of the things that you got to do to get a play in.
Yep.
Bam Adebayo is going to have more than 17 points today. I think he's going to play well. But that's that beam money right there. That's on Prize Picks. Go get your lineup in there today. Put the promo code KIFM in the promo code. Get you a free $50 bonus whenever you make your $5 lineup play. Promo code KIFM gets that taken care of. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com. For more details,
we'll talk about DeMontis Sabonis and his incredible start to the season. We're dealing with KC. Return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. There's no way you're getting the last word on that.
Because
we all know, you don't buy your clothes off the rack. Your clothes are made for you and sent to you to your perfect specifications.
What makes you think that? That's not true at all. This was not made for me specifically.
That is actually the very definition of made for you. As a matter of fact, those D'Lo and Casey hoodies are made to order. Shout out to everybody who copped the new Malik Monk Club Malik shirt over at DLoandCasey.com. Okay.
I mean, we could look.
I wasn't going to. This is a disclaimer. I do not, on any radio show we have, like discussing Drake with you. I don't like discussing anything that involves Drake with you, But obviously, this was a story last night in the game. It wasn't a story last night in the game. It was more a story on social media after the game, and it got picked up by virtually everybody because Drake is involved, and of course, DeMar is involved, and DeMar has ties to Kendrick Lamar. It's come up enough time that what I want doesn't matter. As much as I hate this, because it's probably going to end in yelling.
Well,
we can talk about what happened.
To be fair, I don't like talking Drake with you either.
Okay, good.
Or Jason Jones.
That's fine. Because we both hate Drake.
Yeah, and we're not like we're
but
not
we
having a real
that.
Conversation.
No, but we are. We
no,
acknowledge
no,
that.
No, it's cool, but we don't have a real conversation. No,
I think the conversation is real.
We'll see what happens now.
Okay, all right. So there was a, and I wasn't aware of this because I was watching our crew and not the Toronto crew that Drake was on the broadcast and was I've only heard the clipped version, so I don't know if I think he was asked about DeMar.
So I don't know.
Okay,
I would assume he wasn't asked about DeMar.
No, I think he was. I'll see if I can find it because I feel like he was asked about DeMar DeRozan. I don't think he threw that clip in there.
The only reason I say that is because on the clip, and you'll see, he says what he says about, like, if they ever retire his jersey, I'll go down there and rip it down myself. And the announcer's like, well, what? And he's like, that's what you were going to ask me, right? He's like, no. So I think
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, I think he said that unwarranted. And yeah, there's no need for that. If nobody asked you about that, there's no need for that in that situation.
So there's, okay, so we can go with that. That's the gist of the broadcast, though.
He did call him a goof, too. They were, like, going to break, and he's like, yeah, he said something about, we got to watch this goof.
So here's my issue with your boy. Your boy said that on the broadcast. Where DeMar is obviously not there. He's playing. Okay. And then there's another video circulating of him saying something along the lines of, was it, get your bitch ass off my court, you P-word?
Yeah, I thought he said get F out of here.
Okay, maybe it was that, but he threw in the P-word at the end. Now, he could have said that to DeMar.
When?
But he... Right there on the floor.
When do you want him to do that? You want him to run on the floor?
He's already on the floor.
Do you want him to? They weren't close. They were not by each other.
Oh, they weren't?
No.
Oh, so he was saying something to somebody who couldn't hear him.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, that's my issue. He's phony. It's what I've been telling you for 7 months. Dude is fake.
So what makes you think he wouldn't say that to DeMar?
He had the opportunity to.
When?
Yesterday.
What,
2 days ago.
When was he? Like I said, I just told you they weren't in the same spot.
If he yells, get the F off my floor, if he yells it, DeMar don't hear it?
Why does he need to yell that?
He's got something to say to DeMar.
He's talking as somebody at the game. Like I thought him saying I'd go down there and grab the jersey out of the rafters, I thought that was unwarranted and unnecessary. I thought the clip you're talking about, people doing way too much with that.
Word.
Like, I think they're doing way too much. Like, he's sitting there as somebody that's at the game, watching the game, saying, how many times have, and I know we're not Drake and it's not DeMar and all this other stuff, but we're sitting up there, something happens, and we say something. We're not saying it to be heard. About anybody.
There's a history there, though.
But what?
About any, but I'm just saying, we're sitting there just watching the game, and we're saying stuff. Like, it's not to be said to this person. It's not to be yelled for everybody to hear. We're just talking like, oh, look at this.
But when I put the two together, doesn't it sound like that's meant for DeMar?
He's just talking. Like, a perfect example.
Do you ever get tired of defending this dude?
No, but that's what I'm saying. We're having a real conversation. If we're saying something about Draymond, at the Kings game.
Well, yeah, Draymond, use a different.
No, but I'm saying, if we're saying something about him, is it necessarily meant for him to be heard, or like we trying to flex up on him? No, dude, we just saying. That's how we feel. Like, it's not meant for, oh yeah, I'm gonna say this to him because I'm big and bad. It's like, no, that's this.
And you think that's what Drake is doing?
I thought that's what he did in that situation. That's why I thought that was nothing. I thought that was completely blown out of proportion. Completely born out.
The one that I wonder if it, the one that I wonder if it's the one that I feel like might be more blown out of proportion than that one, because I just think your boy's a sucker. If he's got something to say, say it. The one that I think might be blown out of proportion is the stare down video. That's the one.
I thought they were. I thought that was legit. I thought they were staring him down.
Oh, okay. Then, so let me get this straight. Okay, again. So walk me through this.
Mm-hmm.
So Drake is staring down DeMar.
Mm-hmm.
DeMar's not looking at him.
Mm-hmm.
DeMar gets up, turns and looks towards Drake, and Drake immediately averts his eyes.
I thought that, well, there's that clip.
Because if you wanted to get someone's attention, yo, stare at, he's looking at you now. You got a point to make. Clearly, Drake had a point to make last night at Vince Carter's retirement ceremony. Stare at him.
I thought,
but he chose not to. Why?
I don't know.
Because he's a sucker.
Okay, what do you guys want him to do? Like, you want him to go fight DeMar DeRozan in the middle of a game?
No, sit there and be the little mascot for the Raptors that you are.
He
do what you do.
He was that most of the time. He was that most of the time.
But not the whole time.
Yeah.
He was trying to stare down DeMar DeRozan.
So,
like, why would you, like, what, like, if I said something and you're staring me down, what point are you trying to get across?
Oh,
if I'm not looking
not cool
at you, if I'm not looking at you and you're staring me down and then I turn to look at you and you turn away, what's that?
Your first question, that we're not cool. We got an issue. The other aspect is I don't know what he was trying to get across with that. But I did think they were like staring him down or whatever. Like I didn't think it would lead to nothing.
It's hard to tell. I didn't think it would lead to nothing or anything like that.
But yeah, I thought they were staring him down. They had an issue with him. And here's where I'm talking about, like, are we having a real conversation? He's got if everything that we know about that situation is true, he's got every right to have a problem with DeMar DeRozan.
So what do we go ahead, Jesse?
Why do it at all if you're not doing it for DeMar to see it or hear it?
What you mean?
Well, he does. Like, he's telling DeMar to get off the court as DeMar's walking away. Like, DeMar, like, clearly, like, he's saying it under his breath. And then the video is clearly staring at DeMar. DeMar looks, gets up, and he clearly looks away. Like, why do it at all if you're not doing it for him to see it?
Because
that's all for cameras,
because no? Because, number one, he don't know the cameras are on him. I mean, you could always assume the cameras are on you, but that's not... Like, at some point, he's just, I don't know, I've never been that famous, but at some point, maybe you're just there watching the game. But I use the example of myself, I'll say myself. I'm watching the Warriors game. Draymond's out there. He does something. Jackass.
You don't have actual beef with Draymond, though.
Yeah, but I'm telling
you. Debatable.
Well, not real, nothing real, though. Drake and DeMar, like, there's something there.
But what I'm saying is, like, you talk. When you're watching TV, when you're watching a game, and Draymond, jackass. Is that for me to, hey, Draymond, I just called you a jackass. What you going to do? Or like, oh, no, you're talking about
jackass. Going, jackass is different than sitting courtside and saying, get your bitch ass off the floor. Or whatever he said. It's not the same thing.
Okay.
It's multiple things, too. Like, it's the comments he made on the TV broadcast or whatever. It's the two videos. Like, it's all...
So we'll hear. This is where we'll find out if we're having a real conversation or not.
But what? Why are you the decider in what's a real conversation?
Because I'll find out for myself.
Okay.
Whatever issue he has with DeMar DeRozan, I think this is what I said on my tweet, is 100% understandable. 100% understandable. You don't think so?
No, that's not the issue to me. Like, it's fine. He can feel however he wants to feel, and he probably doesn't know this. You hear DeMar's name in the song. He didn't ask Kendrick to be placed in the song. Kendrick did that. Kendrick, he appeared on the video. Obviously, Kendrick asked him to do that. He had no problem doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Hip-hop news correspondent Sean Cunningham of Fox 40 gets to sit down with DeMar, and shout out to our guy for being quick, asking about being in, you know, Kendrick's video and his relationship with Drake.
Mm-hmm.
To the best of my knowledge, certainly publicly, DeMar hasn't said a bad word about Drake.
No, he hasn't.
He literally said, Drake and I are good. Kendrick's my brother. He asked me to be a part of it. I was going to be a part of it.
Yeah, he's
talking about the pop-up and talking about the video.
He shouldn't have been a part of that.
And that's
or he could have been a part of it, but understand the what you're doing.
And that's fine. And being a part of that song, given, you know, it still gets played every hour and 15 minutes. Understandable for Drake to feel the way that he does. But if you've got something to say to the man, say it. And he won't say it. He'll say it at a safe distance.
Okay, I don't. I just look at that like I said. When do you guys want him to rush the court? You want him to stop DeMar?
If he has a problem with DeMar, address him in some way.
I mean, some people do that. Some people don't. That doesn't mean.
And he doesn't. That's the point. That's my whole point with
him.
So
you've never had
a
problem.
Fake.
You've never had a problem with somebody, and when you see them, you don't address it with them.
No. Like a you're talking about a problem of this level?
So let me ask
like,
you.
I want to be fair to what you're asking me. Like a problem of this level? No. Absolutely okay. not. Okay. Yo, if we got a problem, we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
I think you either address it too or you just don't at all. You can't be like mumbling under your breath when he's not looking and stuff like that too.
Yeah, I'm not walking past the scorer's table calling Grant Napier a bitch under my breath.
Yeah, like believe, just don't say anything at that point.
I can't
point.
Believe people really running with that clip, like taking it like that serious.
But it's that's not the one that's kind of crazy. It's not the clip. It's like now we're at three. It's all three of them.
Yeah, Drake was doing something yesterday. Let's be real. Or Saturday.
He was. He's in his feelings about DeMar, but he'll address everyone except for DeMar.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.